Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Greetings, and it is so lovely to be with you on another day, bringing you wonderful messages from across the veil and words of encouragement and excitement. And it's an exciting day in itself, as it's the ninth day of the ninth month of the ninth year. And this morning at the ninth hour and at the ninth minute, we were doing some ceremony here in our location, and we're going to be doing that again this evening. And if you have anything that you would like us to take before the prayer that we're offering up this evening for everyone and for those that are throughout the universe, throughout the globe. And we're offering up the prayers of healing, of love and light and wisdom and guidance. And if you'd like to, I want to invite you to send me an email so that we can put you on that request list and put you there where you can have your energies are going to be extending out and the prayers are going to be going out. And send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com before this evening, and we'll be happy to put you there and let the energy of the healing and the love and the light become a part of you and part of your life as we join with many others throughout the country who are doing ceremonies as well during the same time and offering special prayer vigils and that type of thing. And during our ceremony and our meditation, we're going to be putting different things on that altar of request, so to speak. And we're also going to be doing some releasement work, letting go of that which doesn't serve our higher purpose anymore. And so if you have things that you want to let go of and you want help bringing that into light, put that in your email as well to us so that we can all experience and have the abundance and the extra punch, so to speak, of this power day, of this time when things are all in alignment at the right moments and the right times. So please feel free to email me that information. And I'm excited because we did have another new DMCD come out on how to relax, how to get our bodies to be able to be in a relaxed state, letting go of the stress and the tensions. And right now, as we've moved into different things that are going on, that's happening in the world, and it's happening, the different things that are just going on, that we can all tend to fall into a little bit of a negative vibration and into a little bit of being defeated, and we don't want to go there. We want to be able to relax. We want to be able to feel ourselves in our present states and where we're at and not be overcome with those things, the fears and the worries and the stress and the tension and anything that would come in that way, whether it be a stress that you get through your organization where you work or activities that you're in, by learning how to relax and being at calm and being at peace with it, then you can be able to move forward on your own path and be able to have that grounding, which gives you that feeling and that centeredness within yourself. And we have that CD that's just been released of a guided meditation of helping us be able to do that, helping us to be able to get to that point within our lives That's listed on the website, as we mentioned earlier, whitewolfapril.com, and going into products. You'll find many of our CDs are listed there, and many of the materials that we have. Also, some of the teachings we're having, and the DVDs, and the book that I have out on the Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance, Vision Quest, those type of things are there for you. We provided them as a tool for you to help you as you're on your walk. And I'm having a message coming in strongly right now as I've begun the program of sharing the message of hope as we're going through times of grieving. It feels like there's a grieving, a global grieving happening right now. And the message that I'm hearing is, go through the process. Don't hold grief in a negative or in a static place. Stagnant. Don't let it stay there, but let it move forward. Let that grief move forward. Don't hold it. And when you're working with grief, there's numbers of different tools and numbers of different things that you can use. And right now I'm hearing, one of the things that I'm hearing that they're bringing over from the other realm is I'm hearing singing bowls. I'm hearing the sound of changing the vibration is what they're trying to show me. The changing the vibrational frequencies around yourself and doing that with sound. Sounds such as the singing bowls, or sounds such as chimes, or sounds such as rattling and possibly even some drumming. Bringing that into your space is going to help change that vibration. It's going to help move you through some of the grief process by increasing the vibration within your space and around you so that you're not feeling quite so weighed down. They're showing me that grief is, it's like showing me this grief is this big heavy blanket. It's like this big heavy comforter that's laying over many people who are listening to the program today. I'm not sure where this is coming from. So I'm sending this out as a global message to any of the listeners who are dealing with grief, whether it be grief from the loss of a loved one who's passed over, or grief from the loss of employment, or loss of whatever you would consider something that you're grieving over, losing a relationship, those type of things. I'm just really feeling that they've put this whole big pile of grief, and they're representing it as this big quilt. And each of the quilts in the square, in each of these squares in this quilt, represent a form of grief that many are carrying and many are holding on to, and they're not moving forward because they're being so held down with this blanket of grief. And with that, they're wanting me to share that changing your vibration is going to be one of the tools that's really going to help you pull through this, move through this, and start processing through the grief process. Start processing through letting go of the parts of it that aren't good, drawing in the parts that are good, finding that balance within yourself. They're showing me, as I'm visiting with you, and I do a lot of grief work, they're showing me to share with you, the listeners, the process of going through healing of grief, using it in a step process of only allowing yourself to stay in certain forms of it for certain amounts of time. I'll explain that a little bit further so it makes more sense. But what they're showing me is they're showing me the cycle, that every grief process has a cycle. Everything that we're grieving over has a cycle. It has a beginning, it has a life, and it has an end. So what we're going to do is I'm going to share with you what they're showing me to share with you about dealing with that grief. I believe I have a caller, so we'll go ahead and we'll take the caller. Caller, go ahead. This is April.
Hi, April. I'm sitting here listening to your show, and it's perfect because that's why I'm calling about grief.
Okay.
I don't know if you pick up on animals that pass over.
Yes, I do. I was going to mention that when I started talking about that there's people out there who've lost animals, yes.
Right. I had a little dog. She was abandoned and dumped, and I got her today 4 years ago. And I'm a sensitive, too. I get messages from the angels and everything. But I'm so emotional about this that when I start getting information, I start getting over-emotional and cry and just shut down. I got her 4 years ago today, on September the 9th in 2005. And, she was more than a dog. She was like a little angel. She was my little girl, and she was just so precious, so gentle, so loving, so kind. She took care of everybody in the house. She wouldn't go to sleep at night until she knew everybody was tucked away and okay.
And checked out stores.
Yeah, she was just, she would never drink out of a bowl. She drank out of a glass. I'd have to hold a glass for her. She had so many little qualities about her, little ways about her, just like a little human child. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything about her, if she's okay now. I know that about 3 weeks after she passed away one night, I was doing a meditation and I had an out-of-body experience and I drifted into her bedroom and she was in her bedroom looking at her little stars that I had put on the wall that glow at night. Uh-huh. And when I seen her, she was so happy. But then I zoomed back into my body and the next thing I know, there was a huge tall man dressed in a white robe with a gold cord around his waist. He had like a bowl haircut. It was blonde, and he was holding her under his arm and just looking down at me. And I was awake at this time back in my body, and I said to him, is she okay? Is my baby all right? But I never got any information from him. I don't know who he was, and I would like to know if she could tell me where she is, if she's okay, if she's happy, and anything you could tell me, I'd greatly appreciate it, April.
Okay. First off, when you started talking and you were talking about how she would check over the household, she still does this? She still will actually, I see her like prancing around, making sure that everything is okay. The hatches are battened down. Everybody is calm. Everybody is settled in. Everything is where it needs to be. Yes, she's still very actively involved with you in that manner because of the love and the compassion that she felt for you and you felt for her. That connection has continued, and she still does it through the ethereals. And then you were saying something about having the out-of-body experience, seeing her, knowing that she's happy, knowing that everything is good as she, you know, shared that energy with you, and then that there was one of the guides with her that brought her to you. Oftentimes, when we see the robed guides and their gold belts or their silver belts or their purple belts or their, it's those different types of representations, I believe what they were showing you and what I'm feeling that they were showing you is that she's in divine hands. That she's being cared for, she's being babied and taken care of just as much as she did when you had her, when you were able to give her that same kind of love and that same kind of compassion, that she is set up on the other side receiving that same type of treatment. And one of the things that they were showing me at the beginning of this when you were talking about the animals is they were showing me the path that we can oftentimes travel, and I'll share this with you, and it's a meditation that you can do, and I'm just going to kind of give you a little bit of an outline of it so that you can, in your own time, when you have a time to do meditation, go ahead and do a meditation similar to this, and you can go and spend time with her. And in doing this, you're going to actually allow yourself to quiet, shut yourself down for a few minutes, and maybe have a picture or a memory or something of her with you so that it's going to trigger your body to move into an awareness of spending time with her in her time and place where she's at now. And then what you're going to do is you're going to visualize yourself starting on a journey. And on this journey, you're going to take with you the love and the compassion and the warmth that you have felt in your heart for her and, you know, the knowledge that you want to check on her and make sure that she's okay, just like you would do if she was at home in her bed, like you had said you had set up for her. And you're going to go on this journey. You're going to go out across this big field. And as you're going out across the big field, and as part of the grieving process, you always want to go through all of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful that happens within everything, because that is something that keeps a balance. So you're going to have that in your thought process, which I will talk about how that happens later in the program. But what you're going to do is you're going across this field, as you're going across this meadow, thinking of the beauty of the time that you had with her and the times that she was a little stinker and those kind of things. And as you're walking, you're preparing yourself to communicate and connect and have that, like you had explained it, that out-of-body experience that you had. And as you get to the edge of the meadow, you're going to see a rather large tree. At this large tree, you're going to, as you approach it, it just looks like it's just this big, beautiful standing tree. And once you get to that tree and you kind of walk around it, you'll notice that there's a large opening. And as you walk into this tree, you immediately are going to transform yourself from the time and place where you're at right now. And you're going to actually move to the realm where this animal is at. I like to call it the animal realm, the animal kingdom area of the other side. But as you step through that and you go into that tree, you're going to continue to walk through the corridors of this tree as you're preparing yourself to step out into the realm of where you're going to meet her and where you're going to be able to spend time with her. When you do this exercise, it's going to give you the opportunity to connect and know and to feel and to experience things on your own. The reason that we have trouble doing some of this stuff on our own, I'll have people say to me, April, you know, why didn't you know this was happening? Why didn't you, you know, you're psychic, you're intuitive, you do this, you do readings, and you help so many other people. And it's because it is so personal. It is so connected to ourselves. It is it's
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
And that's what they're showing me, that you can go and do this through the meditative state because you're actually going to allow yourself to be removed from the physical confinements of your own space. Is why they're having me give you this exercise so that you can actually make this connection with her whenever you want. In any way that you want. And she's showing me herself. It's kind of fun because they'll show them. Animals are great to work with when you're working and they're coming in. I had a very large white dog that the 30 days after my husband passed, he went to be with his dad. And
wow.
He would come in energetically and would lay on the bed like he would with my husband and I when my husband was alive and he was alive, but I could feel him one day energetically coming in, and I laid my head on him like we used to when everybody was together, and I said to him in speaking with him, I said, his name was Loki, I said, Loki, what was your absolute favorite life that you've ever lived? And immediately he scooped me up and energetically took me on a ride as a dragon. And it was just a phenomenal experience. And I have a feeling that this is the type of communication, this is the type of connection that your little one is looking to have with you, sharing some of those kind of memories. And by connecting and going through that connection, through what I call into the animal kingdom, into the animal realm of the perception of across the veil where I see animals when I'm working with animals, she really wants to have you come and spend time with her there as much as she's coming and spending time with you. I see a pink heart. What is the significance of a pink heart? She keeps, like, nudging this pink heart at me.
A pink heart. I always told her pink represented love.
Okay. I keep seeing a pink heart. So she's sending you a pink heart for whatever... Whatever purposes, for whatever message that may have, you may come across something that was a memory that you have with her, that there's a symbol, definite connection of a symbol with the pink heart. So my message to you that I'm getting from her, she keeps nudging it right at me, is that pink heart. And you know that pink is love, and you know the heart is love. She's sending you back the love. She's sending you the love that you shared with her as well.
Right.
She's also showing me that she's spending time with someone who is about the age of 5 or 6. Do you have anybody in your household that age?
The age of 5 or 6?
Between the ages of 5 and 6.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, she's spending time with somebody between that age group. I don't know why she's showing.
Is it a human that she's spending time with or another animal?
I feel human. It's human. This is a human that she is actually spending time with around the age of 5 or 6 years old.
I don't know who that is. Our other dog died in February, just before he turned 5. and I thought it might be him. His name was Doodle, but and she really loved him, but we didn't have any children. They were our children.
Did I don't want to sound like I'm trying to prod for an answer, because that's not what I'm looking for, but there is something to do with a child that's around that age that this little dog has been associated with. Could it have been people that have lived in your home before you did?
It could have been who she was with maybe before we found her, because how we got her, someone dumped her way out in the middle of the woods and just left her out there to die, and a lady found her. She was totally dehydrated and about 2 pounds.
It may be a connection then from before you guys actually had her or took her in.
Yeah, because we don't know where she came from.
Right, and there's a definite connection to a little person that she's still very much actively involved with, as well as, like, your home coming in. I'm surprised that you haven't heard her little toenails, because she does show herself just very much there, very, very present. Also, like you were saying, that you shared her special way of getting a drink out of the glass. Mm-hmm. She's really showing me her appreciation for that, because to her, drinking out of a dog water bowl was disgusting.
I know. She was like a little girl. She was like a little girl. And in wintertime, I had sweaters for her, and she had a little black sweater that the lady that found her gave her for her first Christmas, and it had like little fake fur around the sleeves and around the edges of it. And when you put it on her, she was just so adorable and precious. And I used to tell her, I would sing that song, "I'm Too Sexy for my shirt," and she would just prance around. She just loved that, you know, and when she talked like a little, she made the sounds of a little dolphin. I used to have to be very careful with her, because I used to have a show on BBS Radio, and for the whole time I had a show on there, every show she did sitting in my lap, and in some of my shows you can hear in the recording her lapping water out of her glass, or she would want to start talking to me, this dolphin talk, and I would have to tell her to be shh, because mommy was on the radio.
Well, I know she's sending you her love, and she wants you to come visit her through her realm as well.
What does it look like where she's at? Because before, there were so many strange things that happened with her, April. For instance, 3 days after I got her, one morning I woke up, I was sitting on the edge of the bed, and I was watching her sleeping, and she was just so precious, sleeping on her little side with her little paws up by her face like a little child, and I was just sitting there with so much joy and love in my heart, tears was pouring down my face, and all of a sudden, I heard this voice of a man. I didn't see anyone, but it was crystal clear and really loud, and he said to me, because I had a kitty before her that went missing, and I was really upset about him. And he said to me, he said, "I couldn't send you back Mikey, so I sent you her." And then about 3 days later, I'm holding her in my arms, because she always wanted to be in my arms, and she loved to lay over my shoulder just like a child, and I would hold her on my left side close to my heart. And she was laying on my shoulder, and I was just telling her how much I loved her. And all of a sudden, that same voice of that same man came again, and he said, "Give her all the love you have to give. She will be with you for 3.5 years. And she passed away exactly 3.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, she's in divine hands. I definitely could see that when you were describing who had brought her to you. Yes, and make some connection with her in that. And I think that you're going to find that it's a very wonderful place and a very wonderful connection for you to have. So I'm gonna suggest you do that meditation and that quiet time, and go and spend time with her and send her that love like you would when she was alive.
Okay, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Bless you. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks
bye-bye.
A lot.
I see that I have another caller. Caller, go ahead. This is April.
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
I have a question.
Okay.
I had a quite a dramatic awakening last fall, And ever since then, I've been seeing a lot of double and triple numbers, like 11-11, 10-10, 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-4, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And for the last few months now, I've been seeing 9-1-1, like several times a day. And I'm just wondering if you can enlighten me on that.
A little bit of that is because of the seasoning and the time that we're in, definitely being the, you know, the power number that we're running in with today. I'm definitely seeing that. I'm definitely seeing that there's some, as awakening has come to many people to understand what's happening within the world. They're showing me within the world. With awakening that's happening within the world, that sometimes events like the 9/11 event that transpired, that happened, there's a new awareness and a new awakening within our processing, within our connecting of understanding our strengths, our who we are, where we're at in the big game that we're going to call life, so to speak. For some reason, that's what they're showing me. There's a significance, too, with it there. I don't do a whole lot of numerology, as in knowing that I, you know, saying that I know number one means this or number two means that.
Yeah.
I just know that when there's a power number, if it's the eighth month, the eighth year, the eighth hour, the eighth year, that type of thing, I know that those are really strong alignments. And I know that the 9/11 alignment has become very strong because of some of the different things that have happened, that even though they were mass destruction and mass losses and that type of thing, there's an awareness that has come with that. And it's kind of like I'm feeling that there's an awareness that's coming to you that is huge. I'm hearing that it's not just something, you know, oh, I'm now going to start doing this. No, this is a huge awareness. This is a 9-1-1 awareness type of thing that's coming to your time and your space. And to be, I'm not saying there's destruction coming. I'm not saying that you need to be afraid of anything. I'm saying you have something that's going to be huge coming into your life. It feels very exciting. It feels very anticipatory. It feels like it's a change and it's a switch that you've been working on manifesting and drawing to yourself over the years.
So I just got to hang tight and hold on for the ride.
That's just so much fun. I know, I get with my masters and I'll be telling them now, don't you be telling me you're working on it. I need to know facts.
I know. Sometimes I get a little impatient. It's like I get all these different synchronicities
like
and signs. And
you're going through within yourself that there's something, it's something you've been building on for many years. So as you're working on the different things within your life, it almost feels like somebody who's been building a house and doing this massive remodel and doing this reconstruction and this all of that going on is now finally going to get handed the keys.
Awesome.
Is what I'm definitely feeling like. I'm feeling one of the strengths that would be wonderful for you is drawing in that higher vibration that, like we were talking about at the beginning of the program, something about setting that super high vibration, setting that higher awareness within yourself is really going to help it open up and show itself to you. You were saying that you were starting on a kind of a spiritual quest?
Well, it started me. I didn't know what I've gone through in the last year. I didn't even know existed. I woke up one day to a whole new life.
Okay.
I'm definitely on the spiritual quest now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it almost feels like one of those epiphany moments where there was just this major, I can feel it, I can see it. And that's part of this journey that you're actually bringing into manifestation. It's kind of like I'm hearing the saying, and I don't like the saying, but I'm going to say it. I'm hearing the saying of, you didn't choose us, but we chose you. But you had chosen them before you came.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the feeling that they're expressing it to me is that it was your time. That's the wording. It's much better. I feel better with that one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
your time, and it's now time that you come into the power of who it is and where it is you're going with your life. There's an older woman that you're doing some kind of work with right now. Are you aware of who that is?
It could be this lady that I've been taking spiritual intuitive training classes with.
Okay. What I'm hearing is you have an older lady that you're working with, and that she has bits and pieces of wisdom that they're helping you fill in a puzzle that's a bigger puzzle than you even have an imagination to create.
Okay.
So I have a feeling that this older woman is an excellent resource for you right now, but I also have a feeling that you're going to expand beyond that. Are you in an area or in a community where there's not a whole lot of spiritual exposure, so to speak?
I'm in a very small little town in the mountains.
Okay, that's right, because I was seeing that as something that could be a potential hindrance to you, but with the use of technology and with the use of being able to express out through online classes, online learning, and that type of thing, can have a huge benefit for you and a huge potential for you as you're moving forward.
Okay.
I'm also seeing a white fluffy cat. I don't know if the cat came in because I was talking to somebody else about a cat, but I'm seeing a very large white, or dog, but I'm seeing a very large white fluffy cat. Do you have cats?
I had a cat, Molly, that I had to get put down early last year.
Okay. Oh, she's fine. She's just hanging in and coming in and saying hi, being around.
Wow.
Just very comforting, very, very warm. Very calm cat. Not a hyper cat. Very, very calm. Very
That's
moves
funny
very calmly.
Because when she was incarnated here, she was not a very calm cat at all.
Oh, well, she's very calm now.
That's good. That's what I've been told. I have a feeling that maybe she was pestered by too many spirit activity with her life with me and just drove her crazy. Because she was one funky kitty, that's for sure.
Interesting. No, this one's very calm, just even moves very calmly and very gracefully in your space around and just kind of hanging around.
Right.
I'm also getting that as you're starting to develop on some of the things that you're going to be doing, that you're going to want to stand back and say, what the, why, let it flow. Don't push the river, let it flow. Let the information come to you that's going to help fill in the blanks for you. They're showing me that even though it seems like this could be the farthest thing from, almost like you're sitting there watching a sci-fi movie. Allow the information to come. And remember, when you're doing this and you're adjusting, you're only accepting and working with that which is of the highest vibration, that which is only for the highest good. And always state that. If you're working and something comes in and you're sitting there and it's like, wait a minute, is this for the highest good? I only accept the highest good. The rest of you guys got to take a hike.
Yeah.
But it's almost going to feel like it's a sci-fi movie that you're watching, is some of the information and some of the things that they're going to bring into you for you to begin doing some of the work that you're doing.
Okay.
And just to, like I said, don't push the river. They've used that statement a couple of times with me to share with you. Don't push the river. Let things flow. Let things happen. Don't try to make them happen. Don't try to stop them. Allow the natural flow to happen.
Okay. I know exactly what they're talking about.
Okay. Good, because they're trying to tell me without telling me. So.
Everything that you've said makes 100% clear sense to me. I know, yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Did somebody around you just recently lose employment?
Let me think.
You're going to need to bring words of encouragement to someone who has just recently lost employment. So if you haven't met them yet, if you can't think of somebody right off the top of your shoulders, there's somebody that you're going to come across that's going to share with you that they've lost employment, and you're going to need to share with them words of encouragement, of hope, of love, and light. That's going to be a message that you're going to be able to carry forward to them.
Okay.
And you're going to just kind of, it's going to be one of those things that when the incident happens, when the person comes to you, you're going to just know exactly, intuitively, instinctively, you're just going to know immediately exactly what to say, how to say it. You're going to be a huge blessing to this person. They're aligning you with that.
Great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Are you wanting to do, I don't see you doing readings like sitting at a table across from somebody, doing readings that way, but is that something you're starting to practice with?
I've actually, funny you should say, I could do online schooling and whatnot and courses. I'm taking, I've signed up for a doctorate program in metaphysical sciences.
Oh, very lovely.
I'm thinking along the lines more, healing with crystals.
Okay, very good. High frequency work, yes, that's definitely in your line.
But I'm not too sure where it's gonna lead or where I'm gonna go. But I definitely do see like healing, and not only healing, but teaching others that they can heal themselves.
Correct.
That and they doing don't need to rely on me or other people.
Right, and doing some of the other types of healing work that can come with that. I see it as, and the crystals are a huge way of doing a reading. Crystals are a huge way of making that connection. And yes, that's an excellent program to pursue. When I got my PhD in the metaphysical arts, I just felt like a whole new world opened up of information to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to find some really new and exciting things. But working with the crystals, you're going to start finding even more things, that higher vibration, that higher frequency. One of the things that I'm hearing I need to share with you and recommend to you is if you go online, you can find out information. You can Google information about some of these crystal formations that are being discovered. There's some that are in the earth that are, it's so hot that man can't be there for but a few minutes and, you know, doing exploration and that type of thing. There's something about that vibration with finding out the information about the crystals that is something that will really be beneficial to you as you're working on this path that you're working on and going towards. Finding out about crystal formations within the earth, because that's not only going to help heal the people like we use with crystal healing and doing, you know, crystal lay and understanding where to place the crystals on the body and how the vibrations and the colors and all of that. It's, for me, it just gets so overwhelming, but to try to remember it all, and I admire a couple girls who up here who do that type of work. But also when you realize the crystal formations within the earth and within the different locations, that can then set a higher vibrational frequency of healing within locations within the planet. That's what they're sharing with me to share with you.
So I need to start going to the hot spots.
Yep.
Power spots.
Yep.
Well, see, I went to Sedona, and that's where the Solic happened.
Okay.
Okay. Originally, I had planned a trip to go to all different places around the world, and I didn't know anything metaphysical, power spots, anything of the sort. And looking back, I picked, you know, a lot of like world power spots. But a couple of years ago, I had a dirt bike accident that has left me kind of disabled at the moment, so that my little trip around the world had to get postponed.
Okay, can do it etherically. That's what they're telling me. Is you can go etherically.
Yeah.
You can go through the internet, too, they're telling me. That
okay.
You can actually make some connections through the internet.
Okay.
I'm definitely seeing that as a plus, as a place for you to do a little bit of that connecting. I know that you had mentioned some of the healing work, too, that can be come through with that type of thing. They're showing me. They're not showing me working like one of the things that I do intently is I do a lot of physical healing work with people. I can do it through line. I can do it in place. It's that just that healing type of work. That's
yeah.
Not the type of healing that they're showing me that you do. They're telling me not the kind of work you do, not the kind of work you do. But there's a specific healing that you're going to do with alignments through this.
Okay.
So that's something you're really going to want to spend a little bit more time on. Do a little bit more research as you're starting to develop and you're starting to get some of the information that's coming. There's that word again, that sci-fi stuff's going on. That, you know, you're reading about a crystal cave in Mexico that's filled with these huge, massive crystals, and you know, and it's so hot that people can't even spend any time in there. There's
yeah.
something about that information. There's something about that vibration and that frequency that is really, really important for you.
Okay.
There's also, for example, up here in Alaska, they've had a crystal bed that's been discovered in one of our ocean places, and they're not publicizing it, they're not talking about it. It was discovered by some fishermen because of the destruction that it would do to the ocean's floor if they messed with this crystal bed. So they haven't publicized it. There's just a certain few people who are aware of it because of connections and that type of thing within the oceanography and geological and that type of resources. But as I was talking about the crystals that have the heat and that are, you know, deep within the earth in this caving area that we're talked about, there's also the crystals that are under the ocean. And there's something significant for you to learn about that, about the crystal beds that are under the water, that are under the ocean. Something about the new waters and the new life that's coming forward. Also with this crystal type energy that's under the water. So you're
okay.
You're going to want to do a little bit of search on that topic as well.
Okay.
I'm also hearing that you said you're in a little town, but I'm seeing a body of water. That
yeah,
there's a body
rivers.
Of. There you go. There's a body of water where there's actually crystal energy flowing from. I don't know why they have spun us into the crystal part of talking about this conversation as much as they have. I think there's a really strong connection for you with this crystal energy, with this high frequency, with this higher vibration for stuff that you're going to be doing and some changes. This is this big stuff that they were talking about, massive information. It's you're going to carry an incredible message forward.
Good.
It's definitely what I'm feeling.
I've been feeling like just a little bit frightened and thinking like this is good stuff.
It's amazing stuff once it starts opening up and you start hearing about it and you start experiencing it. But there's something about this river, this body of water, the crystal energy there, there's the crystal in the ocean, there's the crystal caves, and they're also showing me mountains. Where you can go and you can actually gather your own crystals. They're showing me mountain ranges. I believe there's one called Montero, something like that in Colorado that you may want to do some research on as well and find out information. They're not saying you have to go there to experience the experience, to find the information that can give you more insight into this vibration, into the frequency, into that sound.
Okay.
That, I think, is going to bring you some healing of your own within your own body. As you work more with the crystals, it's going to help you adjust your own frequency. I had a year, 2 years ago now, 2 winters ago, excuse me, as I was coming home, and it was freezing cold. We'd had a number of days where it had been 45 below straight, and it was just bitter cold, and I was running from the vehicle to the car, and I tripped on the front step and slid and actually slammed my hand into the front door and broke my elbow.
Oh, no.
And I was the only one home, and I reset it myself, and I ended up getting hold of the kids, and my daughter came and reset the one part up in my shoulder and did some work with it. And then the next day my son looked at it and said, "No, Mom, we're going to go get an x-ray. This is more serious because of the way." And I was started treatment on it immediately with the herbs and the crystals and the type of thing. And I'm sharing this with you because they want you to know the power that you can bring into your own space with the crystals, that they immediately started doing healing work on it. We immediately started doing, you know, energy work on it. The x-ray showed, yep, your elbow's broken. You need to go to an orthopedist to have a pin put in it, da-da-da-da-da. And I thought, okay, I'm a healer, and for me that's hypocritical, so we're going to heal this puppy. And yeah, we started doing work, and we started doing, you know, that's my own stand. Don't ever think I'm criticizing anybody who goes and gets help, because that's what we need. It was just my own personal stand. And so I made the appointment with the doctor, and I knew that I had 2.5 weeks to make this happen.
Wow.
And we did herbs and we did crystals, and I had this one crystal in particular that I ended up calling my laser crystal. And as I would lay that laser crystal and use the point of it in the place where we would be working, I could feel my body getting better. And when I went to see the orthopedist in 2.5 weeks, and we sat there and had our argument back and forth that, yes, you are going to x-ray it. Yes, we are doing another set of x-rays. No, we're not. Yes, we are. And we did this bantering back and forth. Of course, I won, and we did another set of x-rays. And he put the two on the screen in front of me, and he's standing there, and he looks at me, and he says, this is not humanly possible. This x-ray shows the break. There is not even a scar in the bone line on this arm. Awesome. What were you doing? What did you do? And it's that healing energy that you can bring in through the herbals. It's the healing energy that you can bring in through the exchange of energy through energy healing and going in and taking out trauma and that type of thing. But the vibration of the crystals, I believe, played a huge part in that form of healing. And that, I'm sharing that story with you because I feel like that's something that they want you to move into a place of being able to do.
I've got some wands that I've got that I'm going to line up on my leg and ask Spirit to come in and help fix my knee.
Yep, and bring in that healing energy. Bring in that, as you're sitting there with it, I don't like to tell people to go counterclockwise when they're working, but when you go counterclockwise, what you're doing is you're taking out trauma.
Yeah.
You're taking out the memory of the injury. You're taking out the imprint that it's left within. And after you've done that for a little while, you want to make sure you grab a hold of that energy and you spin it in a clockwise direction over that knee as well to bring in the healing, to bring in the light, you know, to bring in that healing power and energy. And when you're doing that, yeah, when you do that type of work, you're really going to feel and see where that's going to bring in that new strength. That's going to bring in that new healing.
Okay. Wow.
And is there something with the muscles going up into your thigh?
Yeah, sometimes it gets kind of like, because like my left leg, it's been stuck. My knee joint has been stuck for over 2 years now. And sometimes my thigh muscles go all like wonky and
I can feel them actually. Yeah, I can feel them actually like turning, almost like pretzeling within themselves.
Yes, that's what it feels like inside my leg.
And that's exactly what I'm feeling while we're talking. And what I'm hearing is to get some arnica. If you can get a hold of some arnica that's, you know, dried arnica, and go ahead and put it in, like, I don't know if you have any of, you know, what kind of oil bases you have at the house. But if you even have, like, your virgin olive oil, put some in the virgin olive oil and allow it to heat infuse.
Yeah.
As you're doing that, putting into that the prayer and the meditation of, this is bringing the ultimate for my highest good, for the highest frequency, the highest vibration of healing. And go ahead and throw a clear crystal in with it. And allow that to warm up and separate, and then separate it out. And then use that oil as a massage type of rubbing onto the top of that muscle area where it has that going on. There's something about the arnica and that crystal energy that will help bring in that healing a little bit quicker to those muscles.
Excellent.
Is what I'm hearing to share with you on that. They're saying limitations, sometimes we get put in a place of limitations so that we'll sit back and evaluate how we can help it and make it better so we can help others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a feeling that something that's kind of going on within your space, you're developing and starting to know how to help others and how to bring this message forward. Very strongly, they're saying, you know, grab a hold of some of the stuff that's going to give you education. Grab a hold of some of the information that's going to help you. On the the guide page about the stuff we have. I have a couple of my websites listed. In there, I'd say for you to go ahead and check out and see if any of the different things that we offer or topics that we have or could be of benefit to you. Check them out, because you're going to find help everywhere. You can find help, like, on our site. And when you search and you go into Google and you're, like, you're working with your metaphysical classes, that type of thing, those are the kind of things that are going to help you on this path to gain that insight into knowledge. And I'm also hearing that you need to connect with somebody who has some really strong herbal knowledge of the herbals in your local area.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
That was just, like, amazing. I thank you so much for all that information you provided for me. I surely wasn't expecting that much, but that, like, yeah, you just blow me away.
Sometimes it just flows.
God bless you so much. Have a great evening.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I have another caller, Pat.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm spectacular. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. Two quick questions. You warned me about a friend, you'll remember, and I'm working to cut the ties, but I did send a letter asking for her to return my possessions and money. Will that come through?
It's going to take a little bit of time, but when you sent the letter, did you put the prayer and the intent on it that it'll make her uneasy until she does correct it? Not in a negative vibration, but
no.
That...
Put a prayer that it would make her uneasy?
How do I say this? Because what they're showing
I know what you're saying.
In my
head, with my thoughts around it, in a way, yes, I did, but I didn't want to make her, I didn't want to do a blaming thing.
Right, or make it a dark event, but because I
yes.
can feel that around it, and because you did do that, yes, I do feel that it's going to come through, but it's not going to be as quickly as you would like it to be.
That's okay. That's terrific. Now, do you have any messages for me in general? You're just so terrific. And
oh, thank you.
You blow me away, so I can't resist asking for...
One of the things that I know that you were contemplating some switching employment situations.
Yeah.
And has a new offer presented itself to you yet? Because there's a new offer that's like, the hand is like right there.
No. As a matter of fact, I've sort of decided to try to fix up my place to make it more livable and
okay.
be more positive in that sense and just go from there and work on my art and try to be present and grateful and give everything up to God.
Okay. Maybe that's God's hand that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a large hand standing in front of you, handing something to you. It's like they're giving you a gift. They're giving you an etherical celebration of something that you're free to take it. It's there for you. Don't hesitate. When you feel like there's a gift that's been presented to you, rejoice with it, because this is God-given. This is divine source-given.
Okay.
It's very powerful.
That sounds wonderful. One more quick thing. I'm contemplating getting some work with a woman in D.C., hypnotherapist, past life regression, and so on. Do you see that? I really need to do a final fix myself so I can begin my life. So, and because I have so little money, I have to be careful in my choices.
Right. If you do something like that... what I'm hearing is you want to have someone who can read with you while you're doing it. When I do my past life regressions with people, I'm usually reading what I'm seeing for them so that I know how to help them regress into it with the hypnosis. So what I would suggest is when you're interviewing this person and you're talking to this person, that you find out if they're able to do that type of work where... I just recently did with somebody on the phone. We did a regression session. The gentleman was having some real problems, and we connected. He's in Arizona. I'm up here. We connected through the phone lines, and as we were doing the regression work, I could see where he was going and helping him find the direction that he needed to go in that regression work. That's what you want to find with somebody when you're doing regression work, somebody who can go there with you and take you to that place.
Okay, that's interesting information. Now, since you can do that, that gives me interest. She did say that I needed to be present with her as we talked about my life. So that's why I'm considering going to her. Do you feel that that's necessary, or do you feel that I could do it over the phone? She felt I needed presence in the sense I needed someone to be there afterwards because it was going to be tough.
It can be tough. It can be one of those things that sometimes it can be really hard. Pat, I need to wrap the show up.
Okay.
Getting to the top of the hour. Go ahead and send me an email, and I'll be happy to answer some of this in a little bit more detail for you.
Thanks.
Ways that you can do that, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
A great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, this has been April, and I have actually enjoyed this day wonderfully visiting with the folks that have called in and bringing in the messages and the information from the guides and the masters and from our furry four-legged friends. I just so enjoy doing this. And I wanted to say I'm looking forward to visiting with you again. We'll be back on Friday and checking your local time for when we're in your area. This has been spectacular. May the rest of your day and the rest of your week, and as you celebrate this 999 energy, may you be so blessed with abundance, health, love, and joy.